In the meantime, let's discuss our Way Black History Fact. And today's Way Black History Fact is sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. And today's Way Black History Fact is going to be a Way Black History Fact, but it's also going to be a call to action. Become a better ally, right? We're going to ask you to read. We're going to discuss really the history, as I mentioned, between Black people and Palestinian people. It's a much deeper history than I knew about and than many people know about. And so we're going to share with you a book, but I'm going to tell you about the book before you, I ask you to go read it. So this comes from Stanford University Press. The 1967 Arab-Israeli War rocketed the question of Israel and Palestine onto the front pages of American newspapers. Black power activists saw Palestinians as a kindred people of color, waging the same struggle for freedom and justice as themselves. Soon, concerns over the Arab-Israeli conflict spread across mainstream Black politics and into the heart of the civil rights movement itself. Black Power and Palestine uncovers why so many African Americans, notably Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and Muhammad Ali, among others, came to support the Palestinians or felt the need to respond to those who did. Again, this is from 1967, okay? All right. Americans first heard pro-Palestinian sentiments in public through the Black freedom struggle of the 1960s and 1970s. Robert R. Fishbach uncovers the hidden history of the Arab-Israeli conflict's role in African-American activism and the ways that distant struggle shaped the domestic fight for racial equality. Black Power's transnational connections between African-Americans and Palestinians, deeply affected by U.S. Black politics, animating Black visions of identity well into the late 1970s. Black Power and Palestine allows those Black voices to be heard again today. In chronicling this story, Fishbach reveals much about how American peoples of color create political strategies, a sense of self, and a place within the U.S. and global communities. The shadow cast by events of the 1960s and 1970s continues to affect the United States in deep structural ways. This is the first book to explore how the conflict in the Middle East shaped the American civil rights movement. And just so you know, because we believe in credible sources, we believe in journalistic integrity, so forth. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the author. Fishbach, he is a professor of history at Randolph-Macon College. He is the author of four previous books. He was awarded grants by the MacArthur Foundation and the United States Institute of Peace. He has presented at numerous academic and diplomatic settings in 16 countries on four continents. So one more time, this is from Stanford University Press, the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. And the book is Black Power and Palestine. So
I want to make sure we say the author's name right. That's Michael R. Fishbach. We called him Robert earlier.
Did I have it wrong?
Reading.
Okay, sorry about that. So knowing that a lot of what it is that we're talking about today in today's conversation, and that there's a lot of people who in recent years have taken to activism, particularly through 2020 and the Black Lives Matter activism, you would imagine seeing the type of support that we're starting to see now that the information is fully diffusing through the communities. And my hope is that we will be able to support and ultimately see a free Palestine.